Welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report. I call it this. It's called something else by Voice of the Martyrs, and it's put out by them verbatim. It can be accessed at the VOM website, www.persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out and I share it with you, and I pray for the nations and the people that have been indicated on that sheet for the following week. Today we begin with Iran, 8 Christians sentenced to prison. On July 16, 8 Iranian Christians were sentenced to prison after being convicted of action against national security and, quote, propaganda against the system. The sentences, which range from 1 to 6 years in length, follow the court's issuance of bail amounts ranging from $80,000 to $200,000. The Christians are expected to appeal their convictions. The National Council of the Church of Iran said the charges against the 8 Christians were entirely without foundation, and that they would continue to pray for our leaders, quote, and for peace and reconciliation in our nation, end of quote. In Iran, non-Muslim religious activities are commonly characterized as threats to national security. In Egypt, radical Muslims continue attacks on Christians. Magdi Lami, a 59-year-old Egyptian Christian, was beheaded this month by radical Muslims, further emphasizing the danger of being a Christian in Egypt, a VOM contact reported. In the city of Luxor, Christian leaders received reports that 4 other believers were martyred. In Upper Egypt, near Minya City, church meetings have been canceled, and Christians avoid moving about in public for fear of being attacked. Radicals have painted marks on local Christian-owned shops to make for easy attack and to warn outsiders not to purchase from the Christians. Many Christian shop owners have closed their shops. Christian women and girls are staying at home to prevent being attacked or kidnapped by radical Muslims. In Guinea, anti-Christian persecution increasing. Violence against Christians in Guinea, especially along the Liberia and Côte d'Ivoire borders, has been steadily increasing. 3 churches in Guinea were burned in the last week, according to VOM contacts. Christians have been told that they will be taken into the forest and forced to endure animalistic ritual ceremonies. Christians are often refused jobs, robbed, and ridiculed, and new Christian converts are immediately ostracized by family and friends. A number of Christians have had children or wives taken from them, while others have suffered physical violence because of their faith in Christ. India, another VOM project, pray for the families of 7 Christian men imprisoned in Odisha. VOM is helping support the men's wives, children, and other dependents. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob, although I'm an area coordinator for Voice of the Martyrs. This is not an official VOM presentation, but is used by permission. Now, just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a Voice of the Martyrs representative willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. Just email me at bob.j.faulkner, F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R, .72@gmail.com. That's bob.j.faulkner, .72@gmail.com. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio.